not sure how well I'm going to come in. We have one of my hosts. Hey, which one is this?
This is FF. I got the email. My phone made it sad. Bird noise. So I checked it.
Well, that's awesome. At least I'm not alone. Have you checked the forums at all?
Now, what's going on?
Nothing. That's where I'm using to, like, try to communicate suggestions for topics.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw your thing that you want to do something about alternative currency tonight, right?
Yeah, I have no way to get a hold of any of you guys. In fact, I was just talking to Robin, and he hasn't showed up yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, nobody else is in the ooze, which is just awesome.
I told my husband, I said, alternative currency, go. He was like, he said, really? He said, you're going to have to do some research. He said, I don't know. I was like, oh, good. So I did do some reading and stuff.
And what'd you come up with?
Well, I think that, I don't know. I know that, see, like, at least for me, and, like, things always go personal for me, which is that I see a lot more bartering being done, like, from person to person. Like, you know, I know people that, like, exchange babysitting so that they don't have to pay for it. You know, stuff like that. And I think that is, there's starting to be a return to that just due to financial, the crunch that everybody's in right now is causing that. And I do actually think that that's a more natural state of things, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, at this point, we've been using currency for a few millennia. And Rodden just logged in.
There he is.
Yeah, I got intrigued by something. I've been playing around with Bitcoins lately. And, like, I'll be honest, I haven't mined even one. But the concept itself is just stunning to me. Hold on, I'm going to put him online. Go ahead.
Hey, man. You there?
Do you have any idea what's going on tonight?
Yeah, dude, apparently currencies and the idea of alternatives.
Yeah, do you know much about Bitcoins?
Basically, the coin system was, of course, the original system that we used until basically it became something that was so easily counterfeited they moved to the actual paper money, which
at
first, of course, was also
the online currency called Bitcoin.
No, I've heard of it. What's it about?
Well, this is digital currency that's not controlled by any governing person, corporation, government, or any of that shit. And completely regulated by the network that it's run on. And it can be exchanged for goods, services, and cash.
Well, dude, it's already being done anyways.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, what, is there some kind of issue with this? Or is there something, you know, really wrong with the idea? I think it's a great idea.
No, that's what I want to go on about. It's like, how do we implement this shit into more things? Right now, there's a huge Bitcoin market. What?
You mean society itself?
Yeah.
Well, dude, if you already actually considered this idea, okay? Because we already know that the Fed is absolute bullshit, do we not?
Well, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, dude, it's basically the same damn thing, think about it. Okay, basically printing off cash. Well, dude, that's all it is really numbers, man. Cash really has actually no monetary value, except for the value that, you know, we as Americans, you know, put into it, due to this illusion that actually has meaning. And it doesn't, of course. But dude, who's to say they couldn't do the same? Who's to say they couldn't do the same thing with just numbers, man? Put numbers in on a card, or put numbers in a phony account, and have us think that hey, it has worth to it. You know, we can trade this for this, this, and this. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what Bitcoins are. They're digital.
Exactly.
They're not replicable. So if you lose your e-wallet, which is stored on your computer, you lose all the Bitcoins in it.
But dude. Can you see the possibility for some serious, and let's be honest, some serious issues with that as well?
Like what?
Well, dude, it's not exactly difficult to get into someone's computer these days.
No, that's why they're all... That's already been thought of, man. If your computer isn't secure, you probably shouldn't be using this shit anyway.
Well, dude, nobody's computer's actually secure. Not a real sense, man.
How so?
Well, dude, of course, we'll all put, you know, nice little firewalls on there, but even those, depending on the type, they can get gone right past no problem, though, man.
Alright, what else?
Let's see, most average Americans wouldn't know how to close their ports if their life depended on it.
What about spyware, malware, and all that fun shit?
Of course, and also most Americans wouldn't know how to get rid of that, but depending on that as well. Dude, Americans overall are fucking stupid.
That's why most Americans are computer illiterate.
Exactly.
But I mean... Let me explain this thing to you, man. You can trade this shit, and it registers anonymously. From end to end. It's encrypted on your computer. And the other person has to have the key.
Dude,
there's no transaction
wait,
fee.
You can also take this, you know, electronic currency and also trade it in for actual currency as well, right?
Yes.
But it's backwards compatible on that. You take actual currency and trade it in.
Yes.
Dude, I actually thought of a really funny, who's Stephen Saylor's money actually coming from?
This? The Bitcoin?
Yeah, who's to say where the hell that money comes from?
They're actually mined. That's another thing. They're generated from computers solving hash codes.
Hmm.
Yeah, dude, you should really check into this. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, you're right. Definitely should. Because, dude, I'm seeing, you know, the idea of how many illegal transactions could be done with this now. Back me up on the laptop now.
I'm sorry for that. I'm but, no, these things are sent as a hash code, encrypted. They need the encryption key to unlock them. You can trade them anonymously from Tor.
One
can you think of the possibilities for a market where you could buy anything anonymously?
Come on, give me the site. It's actually on the website right here.
For Bitcoins?
Yeah.
Do you know how to access the site for the markets? Because there's a lot of good ones there.
Looking at a bitcoin.org, I guess? Come on, fucking slow-ass internet.
Well, I want to pose this question, too. What is the social impact of alternative currencies taking off? I mean, something that's not taxed, government-regulated, or privately owned.
Well, the fact is the government would try to control it. I mean, shit, dude, if you actually look at... Dude, we can even take a look at this from a real-world perspective. Let's take a look at moonshining, for instance, man. That's, you know, free market. That's free currency. Hell, growing dope. Free market, free currency. Same damn thing. The government's going to try to regulate it any way they can. They're going to try to make this stuff illegal. Because, hey, dude, the only reason that certain things are illegal is because the government cannot take an actual tax on it.
No, I call bullshit on that. If our government legalized shit, they would immediately tax it. Which is my
so
worry
I'm saying
about
the reason. No. I'm saying the reason why
it's
illegal. I'm saying the reason why it's illegal is because... It is not taxable currently.
It's not taxable because it is illegal. If it was legal, it'd be taxable, just like everything else.
Half. I'm trying to think how to word this. Fuck. Okay, moonshine, for instance. That's illegal because it is not actually controlled by the government. Henceforth, cannot be taxed.
You mean a black market?
What's that?
You mean a black market?
Basically, yes.
I'm talking about... How do I explain this to you, man? What if a small community stopped using federally printed money and started producing their own?
That would be considered illegal, wouldn't it?
What?
That would be considered illegal, wouldn't it?
No. We do it all the time. They're called coupons. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's still done by the actual corporation which is putting it out, though.
Yeah, but it's another form of currency. It's all it is a means of trade. That's all currency is. What our culture has done is valued it to an end rather than a means. Now,
mm-hmm.
if we take away the end of gaining it, rather than use it for the means of trade, do we really need money? Or
no,
at least
actually,
the
do
primary
not.
Federally printed one.
Well, of course we don't. I mean, really. Simple fact that all this paper, I mean, shit, dude. Any of us can make a fucking piece of paper. And put, you know, nice little symbol on saying, hey, it costs as much. Shit, that's fun.
Now, what if you could
get
a bunch of people to agree to claim value on that paper? That's where the kick is. That's all money.
Well, that's
right,
man. You do a little static on your end, man.
What?
You do a little static on your end.
Oh, yeah. I'm not using my phone.
You're using
I'm using my computer, my microphone, and Skype, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead. Let me cut you off.
That explains exactly why I'm hearing a little bit of the sound from the fan.
Yep.
Huh. So, exactly, okay. Now, how many different uses do you see for this?
For what?
Well, how many uses? No. With Bitcoin right now, what are the uses?
For the uses, there's small markets, there's service markets, software markets, and even some hard material markets, as well as their own private stock market, well, not private stock market, but its own specialized stock market. It's actually really implemented. I wasn't cheating when I said these things are worth real world value.
No, I believe you said that, man. It's kind of a bit of
I think that an alternative currency could be put out if you had a group of people that were willing to operate underneath that currency, you know, and if they so to speak set the price of it. The issue would come with things that they could not personally produce, and having to go outside, because then you're going to need federal currency to interact with that market.
Well, of course, and that's why it needs to be able to be transferable, at least on a local level, into a mutually recognized monetary value.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got enough people to just fucking stop using federal money, I just would love to see it. And I actually see small markets in my area, mostly run by the anarchists, man. These guys are a little bit nutty. Like, all the shit we talk about and theorize about has already been done and is doing. And I love watching these guys and finding out what they're up to. But they have this thing called the really, really free market. And all it is you show up a bunch of shit you don't want anymore. Go out there, and somebody else got a bunch of shit that they don't want you treat. Like, there's no money exchange. There's no shops. It's like, hey, man, I don't need this anymore. Anybody else want it? And this, the idea is of being able to just trade in general. I mean, we do it every day. Fuck, you go to the gas station, get a candy bar. It's a goddamn trade. You can manage it without the fucking money as it's being taxed and being used. Just devalue it. Fucking ruin it. I think that'd be
Well, dude, man, you could do it really now, even without the whole idea of money, by simply producing your own goods and using those as a form of trade, so monetary trade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let me just say this, okay? I couldn't see you as a farmer. Let's be honest, you ain't a farmer. No way in hell. Okay?
Yeah.
But you could literally grow your own shit, use it as a trade. Same damn thing with this, really. Just being done in a digital form.
But you still, there comes a time when you need something that somebody is not willing to trade for vegetables.
That would be a sad day just saying that.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
now,
why we need
a
means of currency.
Example. One of the differences between our market and other markets and other theories that could be implemented is that there's a middleman. In a farmer, as an example, people don't most of the time go to the farmer and get the vegetables. The farmer goes, somebody pays the farmer cash for them, and then people buy them with cash. Rather than him, like, trading them for things he needed, do you see what I'm saying? And sort of bypassing that monetary thing, that's done very little anymore.
See, it's actually done because the fact that, you know, government wants us to get away from our food source. They want for us to be so dependent on a middleman to get what we need, we've been clearly removed from us. Most overall, yeah. I'm not saying completely, of course not, but overall.
That's because the
people
see shit from what they do.
Sorry, what was that, Pop?
Go ahead.
Well, and that's one of my personal things, is that it seems to me that, and it's this underlying thing that's sort of within everything, but food especially, where it's like, this is like a basic, essential life-building block. This is something you need. Food isn't a want, you know. It is a need, but the government controls that now. Like, is there anything left that they haven't taken over in some form or fashion at this point?
Well, you can trace that back to corporations rather than government. The factory farms
mm-hmm.
that produce the majority of food in this country, fucking multi-trillion-dollar industries. You get it. The fucking money they make just from harvesting animals in a cage is outrageous. It's not like even the food quality goes down as these fucking animals' health degrades. But they make enough money because they can process it so quickly and sell it to so many people.
Wait, are we talking about Frankenfood now, really?
Frankenfood?
Yeah.
No.
No, I know what he's talking about. It's like, these farms are absolutely wild. It is. It looks like a factory. It really does. And the way that everything is produced and done is just like that. And things are picked prematurely to get them to the stores in time and stuff. That's why, like, tomatoes, for example. Tomatoes always taste better if they're homegrown. I mean, period. And I live in Tennessee, so tomatoes grow good here. I grow my own, and I don't eat store-bought tomatoes. I can't. Like, they're disgusting in comparison. The main reason why is that they don't get to ripen as long as they should before they're shipped to a store. It makes a real difference in the taste of the actual vegetable.
No, you have a dude named Jose who's paid less than minimum wage, told to take him early.
Probably. Yeah, man, but, like, there's usually really no comparison to food grown right and food grown quickly and in mass amounts. But it's not even just a matter of fucking animal rights or any of that shit. Some of these factory farms are so goddamn disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, that's where mad cow virus originated, is they're feeding cows cow meat. And we wound up with the shit on the stick of it. And these companies got enough money to lobby against the EPA and the FDA. And, like, I'm not all for government control, but, man, dude, they got our food. And they feed that food to millions of people.
Dude, pardon me, have you seen any of those documentaries about the chickens in those massive, massive warehouses?
Yeah.
Dude, that shit is absolutely huge. And just the amount of disease that is so rampant in that particular industry is astronomical.
Yeah. That's so far from what this started on. And that's all right, because fuck them. The best chicken I ever had was fucking raised in the ghetto. Like, it was just raised in a dude I know's backyard. And it was good, too. Slash, fat, no, these corporations use the money to fucking lobby to remove regulations on themselves. And I can't remember what fucking started this.
Man, it basically goes back to companies, you know, trading carbon credits.
Yeah.
Same damn principle, really.
stuck on this currency thing. Like, I'll be completely honest. The more I think about it, the more I want to just throw in my fucking money and find another way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of everything that's powered by that green fucking paper. It's absurd.
Well, dude, what's stopping you then, really?
Well,
I need to work in the system.
Not only what it represents at this point, quite honestly, the American dollar is so devalued, our currency is practically worthless anyway. I mean, like, that's my thing. Like, you know, when the credit rating was lowered and all that, I thought to myself, like, yeah, you better figure out another way to trade with people besides money pretty quick.
Things that were once jokes are now becoming fucking reality, man. And it's really amazing me. And just the fact that one Bitcoin, I believe right now it's worth between $4 and $5 cash, means it's actually more valuable than our fucking paper money.
Wait, what is?
Yeah.
Bitcoin.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think the reason is for that? Do you think it's the fact that it's still not as big as it could be, perhaps?
Well, there was a point where it was $30 a coin. That was in July, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone down, but it's basically just a matter of supply and demand. I mean, if there's markets for it, people will want it. And there are markets for it. The markets have just slowed down because everybody has coins. Or everybody that's already used them has coins. Now, they're trying to mine more, but let me put it this way: the electricity cost of an effective computer mining rig would be more than you would actually make in bitcoins. So the people doing this are losing money to get more coins out there.
Yeah,
but still free money.
Well, that's my I mean, I know that, like, gold went through the roof, silver went through the roof. I guess that's why. Because, like, I remember that, you know, they have all these commercials here. Well, buy your gold. Gold is all-time high. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like.
There was, I'm not sure if anybody here watches Fox News. I try to avoid it. I just really do. I hate it with all my heart. But there was a bunch I caught where Glenn Beck and about every other show on Fox News was advertising the same gold company. And what happened was they wound up getting, you know, shitloads of people investing in it. And the company has recently been charged with fraud on 19 criminal counts. Grand theft, false advertising, and conspiracy.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I actually find companies going bankrupt and companies getting charged with such things to be quite a beautiful thing.
Oh, it's amazing, because I knew something was going to happen. I thought the gold stock would crash. It didn't, just the company buying it was doing it all illegally and giving people less money than what it was really worth.
Are you that surprised?
What?
Are you that surprised?
No, I'm very fucking amused by it.
I mean, dude, corporate America has been doing it for absolutely hundreds of years. Well,
yeah.
100 at least.
People are sick of the bullshit. I think we're getting close to that time where we'll see an increase in alternative forms of trade, at least in local communities, or lack of reliance as much on federally printed dollars on the federal system itself, or shit, even on local and state systems, in exchange for a more do-it-yourself lifestyle. I was watching TV, and I'm seeing
I like that idea because, well, if you have a small community go to a local currency, they're going to have to do everything they can locally to survive. And one of the things that's kind of missing is that a lot of communities aren't self-sufficient. Like, you know, you couldn't drop a wall around them, and they would be just fine, you know.
No.
Things have to be trucked in and stuff like that. So you would have to have things like farming increase, and, you know, clothing production and all these other things in that area would have to increase as well in order to sort of balance that out.
See, I don't think there's a country, I mean, a state even in this, in the U.S. that could actually be completely self-sufficient, let alone a small town.
My state could. I guarantee it.
Well, maybe Detroit. Maybe Detroit. But, dude,
no,
you know how quick...
It's already going to burn. I'm just waiting for the day.
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, dude, if you have to build a complete wall around Detroit, do you know how quickly shit would deteriorate in a hurry?
You haven't been to Detroit recently, have you?
No, I haven't, actually.
Yeah.
Well...
You can much worse, homie.
And you know, in the South, there actually is, you know, there are more farms and stuff around still. So that's a plus, you know, at least for where I live. But the other thing, too, is that at least lately, as I've been talking to people, there's this real, the South will rise again kind of attitude starting to manifest. When, like, people I talk to and stuff, and, like, you know, people talking about, well, we should just secede from the United States. That's actually starting to heat up a little bit.
It's been going on since
third.
Your ass lost the Civil War, and that'll never happen.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. But if you want to see things break apart, it's actually a sign that that's sort of starting up, you know, in that, you know, like, they're bitching about it. But if they actually start doing something, it's going to be, you know, a whole different story.
But
well,
legislation will never go from that because of it. Sorry.
Sorry.
So go ahead then, sorry.
I was like, what is, like, realistically, what is the chance of them actually doing anything? I mean, fuck, they're out
remote.
Out-armed. And seceding without having a way to sustain themselves, which, you know what, I'll give it to you.
Yep.
A lot of the South states are agricultural based. I've been to a few of the areas where it's nothing but fucking farms. And that's why I say, like, my state could probably survive on its own just because of our huge amount of agriculture. Granted, it's mostly potatoes
yep.
and shit, but, you know, we we survive on potatoes and corn.
Yeah.
But what is the chance of them actually, like, organizing enough of an army to go, you know what, fuck you, we're not paying into federal taxes anymore. You have no authority over it.
See, I don't know. That's the thing, is that, like, it's really, I don't know, politically in Tennessee, it's
politically
a rather
stupid
strange
move.
Climate. Well, no, it's a very strange climate because it's, like, so opposite because it's, like, here it's the conservatives that are mad. The conservative Christian Republicans. They're the ones that are like, this needs to end now. It's like, wait, you know, like, I don't know. It's a little different. Like, you know, there was this thing I was watching on PBS, and it was like some, like, town hall meeting in some small town, and, like, you know, every archetypical Bubba that you can imagine stood up to protest something that they were doing. And they were mad. They were really mad. But I was thinking to myself, like, the rest of the country, it's so opposite. Like, the people here that are, like, angry or, like, you know, people, it's like, wow, you know, those people still exist here.
Yes, I'm sure there are some mildly large-scale rednecks that still exist. The typical rednecks.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give it to rednecks, because rednecks are fucking ingenuitive. You do not knock a smart group of rednecks. They will fucking shoot your ass and use every piece of your body.
But, dude, that's an oxymoron, a smart redneck? That one, a group?
Nah. I've been seeing more and more of these fucking do-it-yourself videos popping up from redneck groups, including one where some guy went completely off the grid using a wood-burning fume generator.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you know about that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no.
Dude, I've never seen it before.
Yeah,
no,
I heard about that.
Dude, you know what it's called?
What?
Called an ossifer.
What?
It's called an ossifer. Hell, you can run a car off it. It's wood gas.
Yeah,
use it.
Well,
plug it straight into a generator and power that with it.
Yep.
But but that's the thing, though. Wicked's absolutely right. It's the smart rednecks that are, like, becoming survivalist and, you know, collecting lots of firearms and doing other things like that, you know. And there's, you know, there's little militias and stuff around. Most of them are harmless. Some of them are, you know, kind of like insane Waco-like, you know. It just depends on the group that you wind up interacting with.
Expect the South to pull that shit again. Jesus.
I got this two weeks in a bar. I was sitting in the bar, and this guy sits down beside me, and he's like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, nothing. And he's like, don't you hate the system? And I'm like, yeah, I do. Because he's like, he's drunk as shit. I'm like, yeah, I do. Kind of to get away from me. And he handed me this pamphlet. And these people, seriously, this is what it said. He's trying to collect money to build an underground bunker so that anybody that donates money to him to build the underground bunker will have a place to stay when, like, the atomic bombs go off. I was like,
we're getting back to
wow.
That, really?
Yeah.
That's 50s bullshit, man.
That's a bit extreme. I'm not even going there.
That's what I mean, like, just kind of out there stuff. That's going on, too, yeah.
But actually, that's
dude, man.
The whole concept plays into, like, the original topic. If you've got a small enough community, all you need is, like, one dude raising mm-hmm. food, one dude raising vegetables, get a carpenter,
mm-hmm.
get a fucking electrician. You don't even need a power company. You can power a small area on fucking wood burning.
Yep.
But, dude, it takes a lot of wood to keep shit going, man.
You'd be amazed. You put one of those little wood burners on each house,
mm-hmm.
put that generator on, it'll keep it running all fucking day.
Not sure, man. It takes a lot of wood. Better
You're
working with
every
steam.
Bit of fume and funneling it straight into where the gas would go.
That's how it works, man. I do know how it works.
Yeah. You get a lot of power from it, man. That's how we used to move trains, is through burning shit.
Well, no shit. We're aware of coal, for crying out loud. Shit.
Yeah. It's completely sustainable.
Well, I mean,
there's... It's like this, man. This is my concept. You get a small area of land, you plant a shitload of bamboo, you will never run out of fuel.
Yeah, bamboo doesn't exactly burn too freaking quickly, to say the least.
You don't need it to burn quickly.
I'm saying it doesn't burn quickly. It's one of the few woods that actually doesn't.
Yeah. It'll be awesome. And it fucking works. And that is one of my new goals in life. Is to have a bamboo-powered fucking house. Hold on, we got another caller on the line.
Probably do.
Go. 512, you're off.
Hello?
Hey, how goes it?
Hey, you guys are talking about... yeah, Jason here. You guys are talking about creating some sort of community, or community separating itself, mm-hmm. having its own resources, being able to build up its own thing. Do any of you remember the television show Beauty and the Beast from the 1980s?
Absolutely not.
I do.
No.
This is a show that the title sounds hokey, but the guy who ends up playing Worf on Star Trek, he's a deformed... person living in the sewers of New York with a community of people who are led by a philosopher that has turned his back on society. Sounds
mm-hmm.
real fucking familiar, doesn't it? What they did is that, because you're talking about having, you know, having shit to burn, having ways to grow things, everything else, they were building, they found a space where they basically, nobody knew where they were at. They were hidden away from everything. They found the space and started doing exactly what you're talking about. They started growing their own farms and developing their own resources. But they also were close enough to the larger society that when they needed something, they could go get it. They could go get, you know, whether it's refuse from the streets, whether whatever. Things that people were throwing away, they were using and, you know, developing their own. So they had, like, a huge library and school in the sewers of New York. They had, you know, different... communication setups and all kinds of food stores and everything else, and basically they just pulled it from what everybody else was throwing away or what everybody else didn't care about. And I wonder, especially since, you know, the thinking is kind of turning in this direction, maybe you don't have to drive it underground into the sewers. Maybe you don't actually have to go off and find a plot of land and go Waco style or whatever and what have you. Maybe if enough people were to organize, they could do it from outside, from right within their apartments and their houses. Again, right alongside the greater society, but doing their own thing and working with one another to, you know, cultivate their own resources and collaborate, things like that.
Yeah, I think it's entirely possible. That's what I push for every fucking time. But it's not possible unless people act on it, and that's the issue, is people aren't willing to act on it.
Right on. Well, I think it's coming. I think that a lot of us have been talking about it. Now, these shows, the shows on the news, we keep talking about the same idea over and over and over again, and it seems like more and more we're reaching that point where we're stepping up and going, okay, so what is it we've got to share? How do we share it? How do we go beyond just internet communication and talking to each other on these radio shows or in blogs or what have you? How do we start interacting with each other in the real world, even though we're vast distances apart? Things to come in 2012, I think, especially from the news, especially from Eminent Mind, especially from 3.0 and all these other things that are going on, are going to be strategies. You're going to see these people, these same people that are participating here, doing things. You're going to hear rumors of things being done in the real world. And so I think it's going to be an interesting thing to follow. But that's like you said. I just want to throw that in. And I'm going to go ahead and get back to watching porn.
Hey, wait, Jason. Are you familiar with alternative currencies or alternative forms of trade at all? So I think that is the key to actually starting this, giving us a way to socially trade, just in general. I think that would be the key, is economics. Well, our current system keeps us enslaved with the federal fucking fiat, but we can work outside of that and still have a way to maintain.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary to have even an alternate currency, just recognizing that, what are you trading? Your currency just represents time. You're trading for goods, basically. So, we would just recognize that, hey, we're just trading goods for goods, or we're trading time directly for goods. We're taking that federal middleman out of our personal exchanges with one another.
Well, that's what I'm proposing. I'm proposing that's possible and still keep a matter of fiat, just not the standard recognized fiat.
Fair enough. And if we're devising a system to do it, we devise a system to do it. And I think a lot of this discussion, unfortunately, we're all looking for some sort of system. We're all looking to create some sort of structure to build on. And honestly, we're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe half a dozen, maybe two dozen people. I think it's just a matter of us sitting down and going, okay, forget all the bullshit. Let's just work it out.
I don't think we're that few as numbers. I really don't. From the people I know in my life, I can probably get 10, 12 people. And they can get 10, 12 people each. It's a really huge chain of friends that just go, fuck it. But that's just, that goes back to the concept of everything seems to be regional because it's the internet. And things are different for all of us.
Right on. Well, like I said, I'm going to get back to porn, and I'll just keep listening. Later, man.
All right, man.
Now, Pop, you realize he's going to listen to your voice while some chick is moaning, right? That's kind of creepy.
What?
Dude.
Jason does bring up a good point, though. If it can actually be done, it's probably going to have to just require people just leaping in and doing it in some form.
Yeah, it just needs to be done, man. There's not really any much room for actually talking anymore. Talking can only get you so far.
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm going on about, man.
Yeah.
That's what my entire point of this is. That's what every show is about for me.
I just can't bring
time,
up also.
Our theories time is over, man. We need to be realistic. I would rather have 5 engineers to 100 armchair philosophers.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing is that in my own life, I've started implementing my own kind of get-out system for myself and my kids. And it's taken more it's been more sacrifice and bullshit, honestly, than, you know, I really thought that it would be. But, you know, it actually does, like, on paper, stuff matches up, and this is potentially doable. It's going to take a couple years, but I'm actually pretty sure I can pull this off. And that's my own personal goal. I just kind of came to it myself as a, you know, I want out. And if I can, you know, basically live in an RV with my children and actually make that doable and feasible, then that's what I'm going to do.
You know, do it up. It's doable. I'll tell you right now, I don't even know what your entire plan is, but I'm going to say it's doable. Just from what I fucking know, it's doable.
Yeah.
I mean, the shit I think I brought up the guy, the homeless dude who built a shack for him behind the head shop. He has a wood-burning stove and a big-ass dog guarding it. He's fucking set. You don't give a shit.
Well, yeah, that's basically, it's just kind of, I have to take a lot of things into account because of the kids, like schooling, like that the state can get me if the schooling doesn't match up somehow, or they don't feel it's federally, you know. That's been the main thing, at least for me when I've been looking at it, is that the amount of stuff, actually, because I have children, that I have to sort of figure out a way to work out is astronomical.
Luckily, I don't want kids. That's a good thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But see, Pop, also here comes the issue. Here comes the thing, man. I mean, yeah, okay, we've discussed it a lot, but where do you actually start on something like this?
Mm-hmm. Well, my thing is basically that, yeah, you know, I do think that small communities, and that will happen. I think it's going to happen probably sooner rather than later. But, yeah, no, my thing has been pretty much I want to have something that I can go, well, I know for a fact that you can do this and it works because I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where the hell to start with all this. It's a huge leap. I mean, I don't think anyone can deny it. It's a pretty big leap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do you take the leap? At what point do you say, this is what I'm going to do, this is how it's going to be done, blah, 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 blah?
Well, I started, I don't know, I mean, like, we moved out of the house, we moved to a really,
together,
really, really bad
yes.
part of town. We've cut all of our stuff in half. So that we can save the other half is what we've done. So we're in effect living like, you know, ghetto people basically at this point in order to meet that end. You know, it's stuff like that, yeah.
See, I don't even think we actually need the actual small community. I mean, we could do this via the internet, but how to go about starting it to actually make it worth everyone's while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't need a small community yet. I mean, that's what we don't actually need. We could do a lot of sort of the internet, talking about trading and things like that between ourselves, even. So, we're... How... I don't know. Interesting idea, and I think on it more, I think. Okay. So, what else have you been doing to actually work towards this, besides the whole idea of an RV plan?
Yep.
You mean what else besides an RV?
Yeah, that's basically, and because I have a huge family, so it can't be like super small or super uncomfortable. I mean, let's be honest for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it can't be a really small one. That won't work, you know. But there's other things too that I've uncovered, which is why I've given myself a few years to do it. Like, I have to get their schooling cleared at, like, a federal level, which means that I'm going to have to probably cite religious preference versus trying to go with some, like, you know, school system I can find for them. It's stuff like that, because I'll have to homeschool them in order to do that, you know.
Basically, you have to consider it to be a religious education.
Yeah. I'll have to teach those.
If you call yourself a fundamentalist, people are not going to question you whatsoever.
Well, exactly. I've actually, that's some of what I've been doing is that I've actually, like structurizing, like, my stuff so it sounds like I'm, like, an insane, like, you know, Christian fundamentalist of the most extreme kind that thinks society is evil. So, yeah, because I'm going to have to file paperwork and stuff eventually, yeah, you know, because I have to do that. It has to be legal. Because we get stopped and their schooling's not legal, it's over, you know.
Yeah.
Or you know, they have it, they have to go for, you know, they have to still make doctors go to regular checkups and, you know, all those kind of things, too, still have to be done.
Yep.
Because, you know, then, yeah, my biggest threat as I go through all this is basically going to be the government coming in to tell me how to raise my kid. Like, I have to get around that as much as possible, but also, you know, manage to do what I want to do, too.
I mean, really, kids are actually the leash of society. They're horrible. They are really horrible little things. I hate kids. I really do. Because you have to figure out they're elites while they're inside of you, and then they're elites for the next 18 years outside of you.
I would agree with that, yeah. I think that parenthood is the... No, I think that parenthood is the ultimate in submission. I really do.
Yeah.
I think that's the very essence of parenting, is submitting yourself to a thing, another human being, because you have to, or they will die, you know? And you love them, so you don't want them to die. I mean, it's you know, the most basic and fundamental of things here. But then, like, for me at least, like, I also had the realization that children are your immortality, too. They, you know, their memory of you, you're going to affect and shape their entire life, the way they view the world, the way they, you know, operate within the world. And on and all that combined is, like, you know, that makes you immortal, because they will spread that to their children if you do your job right.
Yeah, but the cost effectiveness of that seems quite small. I mean, to remember it forever, you have to put so much work in. It just doesn't seem to be. You don't really get the amount back you're putting into it. So in other words, it's not really a completely a feasible idea.
Yeah. Well, I think it can be done. It's just going to be that, you know, there has to be some, you know, things implemented and hurdles jumped and all that. So it's going to be loads and loads of fun to see just, you know, how effective it is. I can't just go do it. I already found that out. That was my first urge. Let's just go. And then it was like, oh, well, what's all this? You know, that's a lot of red tape. But, yeah, now, like, my kids will... Probably this will be their last year in public school.
You know, I actually would say just do it. I mean, really, if the red tape is really all that's really stopping you, you know, screw them. Why worry about the red tape? If you're going to do it, you know?
Well, yeah, but that's you know, that's I'm trying to figure out a way to do it to where, like, I could say, you know, and you won't get your kids taken away and go to jail either, see?
Well, dude, how do the illegals do it? They send their kids to public school. How do they do it?
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Just, yeah. I mean, it's been a, like, you know, the amount of information they have on children when they go to school. Like, when I registered them for school down here, like, you forget that. But, like, they have all their information. Like,
yep.
All of it, you know? Like,
Social
my kid has
number,
a file. My kid
yep.
exists. Yeah, my kid is, like, my kid has a file and the government knows exactly who they are. That's kind of creepy in a way.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
And if you don't do it, you know, like, you can't refuse to get them a Social Security card or a birth certificate or anything. You can't refuse to do that, because if you do and you get caught, they're going to make you do it anyways. If
in
not,
essence,
you know, take your child
in
away.
Essence,
yeah.
In essence, you can do it. I mean, you have to look at the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Look, maybe only, hey, look back in the early 1900s. Parents were giving birth
mm-hmm.
right at home. There were usually no actual records of the kid being born. There was none of that.
Oh yeah,
shit.
I know. Yeah, my husband's grandfather they're not sure how old he is because he has four different birth certificates.
Right.
Because they didn't give him out when he was born, but he had to go get one later when he got a job. But he's got like four different ones, different dates on them.
That's quite interesting.
Yeah, yeah. That's like a joke in the family. It's like he's between 87 and 91. We're not sure.
And the dude's still kicking around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
At the end, you guys live long.
No, he's vital. That's the thing, is that, like, you know, like, old people don't have a lot of vitality to them. Paul's the opposite. Like, he's always running around. He's always doing stuff. He hasn't slowed down yet. Hasn't had any, like, major, you know, health thing happen or anything.
Man, at that age, I'm looking forward to completely milking it for all it's worth.
Mm-hmm. No, man. He's, you know, out in the garden and mows his own yard. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be the absolute asshole in a nursing home. I really am. I'm going to be that one. Yep. I'm going to claim senility at a very young age, I swear, so I can get away with more shit. I mean, really, man, old people can get away with almost anything. The minute they claim they're senile, they can get away with forgetting birthdays, holidays. They can just simply say, hey, I'm tired, take me home. You take them right home. Like, they're basically like an adult kid, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it really does turn them into an adult kid, you know. Actually, and that's the thing, is that, you know, like, people that actually develop Alzheimer's and get, you know, actually develop most of the time really nasty, bad attitudes on top of it. And
yeah, I know.
My husband's grandmother, Nan, she's got Alzheimer's, and you can tell. And I mean, like, she's up there in age, but I mean, like, she's mean as hell. Like, and what it is that what she always says, I'm not a child. I'm not a child. I'm a grown woman. I'm not your child.
Right.
And I think that's where the bad attitude comes from, is like, you know, you're a grown adult person, you know, and your kid is helping you get dressed. Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff is really rough. I could definitely be a cold, hard bastard and say some things. I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I definitely don't want to live to be that old. I really don't. I don't want to have to go through that.
No, I don't either. It seems crueler than death in a way.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be dead than have to go through that, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Hence why I'm also a big proponent in the idea of assisted suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I am quite big on the idea.
Oh, yeah, I am too. I think that, you know, there comes a time, you know, when, honestly, death would be more respectful. Like, I've seen it with members of my family where, like, their mind's gone, their body's gone, and yet, you know, it's dragging them on. It's like, you know, just let them go. You know, it's time for them to go. It's obvious.
Exactly. In fact, one of the silliest things, though, man, if you actually ever looked at an actual old person, you know, they're getting really close to death. They have Alzheimer's and everything else, but, like, the week before they die, they completely revert back to the way they used to be. That's strange.
Oh, it's scary. My great grandmother did that. She showed up at our house 2 weeks before she died and stayed with us for a week. She never did that. I mean, literally ever in her. It was like a really monumentous event. She didn't do that ever. You know. She was in her 80s, and yeah, she stayed a week, and then she went home, and then she died the following week. She went and stayed another week with another one of her her grandchildren.
Nice.
And then she went home and died. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, no, she was, you know, like, she was going mentally, but she was completely clear. Like, people thought she was getting better. Like, that was the only possible explanation. And also the other thing too is that I remember that, like, she had a lot of energy, you know.
Yeah, I agree, Hannah. Mm-hmm. What else, Pup, by the way? Hello?
Are you here?
Oh, you still here, man? Is anyone still there?
I'm here.
Oh.
I'm listening.
Yeah, because it's basically the show's about to end and we're going to have dead air.
Yeah.
Because he isn't paying attention to the time.
Yeah. How is Org? I know she hasn't been around Finn much. Is she okay?
I have no clue.
You have no clue?
I know she's knocked up and pregnant.
Yeah. Well, I know she took about a week off, so it's kind of, you know, that's, she never does that, you know.
No, she doesn't.
You know, like, it's expected for me to do it, but, yeah, no, she doesn't do that ever.
Well, I know, believe me.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's the woman who would basically work and end up dropping the kid right at work.
Hmm?
I mean, really, that's how her personality is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, yeah, she's always been, you know, like, I mean, like, she's an admin, so I can't defend, but, yeah, no, that, yeah, she definitely, you know, spent every day doing her job, basically.
One second. Oh, we had to go to work.
Hmm.
One second.
Hey, guys, I'm in the studio, and...
okay, you're the one doing it, okay.
I'm just on the phone right now, so,
okay.
If you guys want to wrap it up right now, we can wrap it up right now. We only got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah,
okay.
Me as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Later.
Good show,
later,
guys.
Folks.
Roll it out.
Bye, y'all.